Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour, wide open phones today. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you today. In the last hour, I got into a report about, just two cases in Texas. You make a $650 payment on your credit card, and then Homeland Security comes and stops the payment and starts investigating you. You see, every prescription you make, everything you do, it's all instantly uploaded, no Fourth Amendment, no even shadow of a Bill of Rights. So that's the reality. They'll have a national debate about intercepting bin Laden's phone calls. Give me a break. And that's the backdrop to all of this. And another big story here, meet the world's most dangerous terrorist. They go to prison for having battery chargers, Casio watches, and peanut oil. And then another article I haven't gotten to yet, revised Patriot Act targets allergy cold meds. Students questioned by Secret Service for heckling Clinton. That high school teacher's been suspended now because of the evil of speaking out and calling what our government what it is. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Mass. Welcome, Alex. All righty then. He's gone. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Are you with me?
Yeah, we just went to your call, sir.
Okay, well, I want to ask you directly, did you sell a videotape of the Great Family at ABC 2020?
Sir, you called about a month ago and said the same thing, and no, I didn't. And
okay.
Thank you for your call. I told you that that was a lie, and you don't care, so you call right back in with it. And let me just say this, folks. There are a lot of bad things that are said about Alex Jones. And either the government provocateurs, idiots, to believe their stories, and that's what happened in this case, and then it's picked up by government operatives to go out and spread lies about me. It doesn't matter. The stuff that's said about me, 98% of it isn't true. I mean, most of it is whole cloth fabrications. And I let that guy call in a month ago and say the exact same thing, the same poor little sad, weak voice, and let him say it again, and I'm just not going to sit here and go along with it. You see, I'm trying to cover issues. I'm trying to rally the people to deal with issues. And the globalists are confident that they can just run their COINTELPRO off. If you don't know what that is, just type it into Google COINTELPRO, and then you can go find out about it. How they get us to fight with each other, how they lie about people that are getting a good job done. I ought to be glad, though, I'm getting this, instead of just the globalists just blowing my head off or framing me for something. And who knows, that might happen. Certainly they've told me that that's going to happen if I don't shut up. And I'm not going to shut up. Okay? But it's really that simple. And there is no way to... And I always have to answer these questions. It's like yesterday I get this call I get every week. Why, this stuff's true. Why are you still alive? Number one, because of God. Number two is they don't want to make me a martyr. And it just goes down the line from there. A lot of people in government are good folks. All right, now we're going to break here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and cover news. We'll just do that for a while because I try to balance this out between covering news, taking your calls. We get a lot of great calls. We also get a lot of weird ones. And I like the type of callers that bring up news items, that bring up issues, or add to what I've already covered, or that genuinely disagree with me, or genuinely agree, or have a real question. That's always nice. 1-800-259-9231. And I'll come back and get into some new developments on the Iran front, some of the attacks on the First Amendment here in the United States, and a lot more. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up. Let me right now just run through a lot of the important news today. First off, let's get into this. This is out of the Associated Press. Revised Patriot Act targets allergy and cold meds. Thought the Patriot Act dealt with terrorists. All crime, all misdemeanor is terrorism. We are all terrorists. Suffer from springtime allergies? You could be among the first affected by the USA Patriot Act, poised for final congressional passage this week. See, they're learning about all the new little added tidbits. Besides terrorism, the bill takes aim at prescription production of methamphetamine, a highly addictive drug that cannot be manufactured without a key ingredient of everyday cold and allergy medicines. The bill would impose new limits next month on how much relief a person can buy over the counter. Listen, I probably only have to take it about a month out of the year, but Sudafed works really well. And we have real bad allergies. Austin's the capital of this here in the U.S. And I went into a pharmacy, and they don't have it on the counter anymore. And so I went and said, go to the pharmacist. And I go to the pharmacist, and she goes, all right, I need your ID card. I need you to sign here. I need to fill it out. And I need to, and I was getting 10 pills. And she said, it's state law. And I said, let me see the state law. And she goes, actually, I'll give that to you. She goes, I think this is really dumb. She gets it out for me. I meant to do an article about it, put it in my car, never did anything with it. She gave me Xerox copy of it, photocopy of it. Wasn't a law. It was a regulation. Just like this animal ID tagging and premises tagging. Going to have a guest in soon on that. Federal law. And it isn't a law, you've got to do it, but it's a federal law that it's a regulation to basically force you to. And we're talking tracker chips in all the animals, a $10 chip on a $5 chicken. We're talking about asking permission when you leave with your horses out your front gate. We're talking satellite watching you. I mean, total control. We're all prisoners. Border stays wide open. And foreign food gets shipped in with absolutely no inspection to speak of. And it goes on, beginning September 30th, it'll take a flash of an ID to buy the medication. So see, it was always federal push. The feds write legislation, try to pass it federally. They have trouble, as they did 2 years ago with the Patriot Act expansion. They then just go pay off the local legislatures to do it. And a bunch of states are now doing this. But already, folks, that's just to prepare you for the national ID card, swiping ID for all purchases. Already, again, they're going to have the national ID card with the sales tax. They're going to do that. And all of your prescriptions behind the counter is already instantly uploaded. So that'll be entered into the computer as well. Legislation sponsored by Senator Dianne Feinstein and Jim Talent, Republican, Missouri. Feinstein, of course, Democrat, would blanket the nation with one policy. See, policy. Not a law. It's a policy that would put medicines containing, I can't pronounce it, pseudoephedrine behind the counter and out of the reach of meth cooks. See, first, about 2 years ago, they just said, oh, it's a regulation, a policy. We don't want you to be able to buy more than two boxes. So they had to cut out the sales. And then they said, oh, you can just buy one box. And then, oh, we're going to make you swipe your card. If we leave it up to local jurisdiction, we're simply going to move the problem from one jurisdiction to another without addressing the root cause, said Fresno, California Police Chief Jerry Dreyer. So, see, we got to have federal control. We can't have this old thing called jurisdiction. Passed a state or local law cracking down on methamphetamine production, set off a cycle that goes something like this. The black market price of cold tablets needed to make the drug skyrockets, driving the meth makers to the jurisdiction next door. There, they buy it in bulk, legally, cheaply, and anonymously. That is, until the state or city gets tough on meth with new laws of its own. Meanwhile, they have 10 million children in America on Ritalin and amphetamine-type drugs whose molecules are actually more dangerous in major medical studies than this. And Bush, right after he signed the Real ID Act, signed the New Freedom Initiative. Ah, yes, the New Freedom. And what does that do? Well, the drug company's own documents got released a year before they even passed it last year, so now 2 years ago. And it openly said, it was his executives, their own minutes of the meetings, one of their own people went public with it up in Ohio, thank God, and it didn't stop it. And it said, we've got 10% of the children and over 10% of the adults on these drugs now. We will go in the next 5 years, if implemented, to 50% and then beyond. We will forcibly put through the school and law enforcement half of the children on our products. I mean, they openly say they're going to put the children, half of them, on it. And now Illinois, Texas, and others are implementing this at the state level. I mean, you couldn't write a science fiction horror movie this bad. This is THX-1138. This is the Brave New World. And then we know the government ships in the majority of the drugs. They ship in the heroin, they ship in the cocaine that are grown in certain climates. The government hates marijuana because it's a grassroots drug that they get very little of. The elite gets very little money from it, unless, of course, it's from your prison laboring in the prisons the drug dealers openly own. I'm not. We've done articles. It's been in the news. It's been in major watchdog groups that big cartel-linked banks openly own most of the prisons. Just want to add that each hour for you so you understand how this works. But they don't get the profit from the drug itself up front. So they really hate marijuana. And then methamphetamine, which is very destructive. You know, in the 60s, they spray painted on the walls, speed kills. And it does. It's horrible. Makes you a lunatic. So what have they done to the million troops that have rotated in and out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Europe in the last 4 years? Big national numbers have come out on that, showing that around 20% routinely take the PEP pills. They're encouraged to. And the head futurist at the Army, a Dr. Marshall, in a Wired magazine cover story a few years ago, said, in the future, it won't be what weapons we have, but what drugs our soldiers are on. And so they're serving up a cocktail, not just of speed. Oh, no. Not just the meth. But they're serving up other goodies. Amnesiacs, pleasure drugs, you name it, for after mission for battle fatigue. Addicting the troops. They know exactly what they're doing. And then once you're on the streets, the government will serve up these similar synthetic drugs. Designer drugs sold by the drug companies themselves who sold to the Pentagon to begin with. It's a fabulous new market. And then your 14-year-old son or daughter goes to that party for the first time and takes one of the designer pills and ends up being addicted. And if they weren't smart enough to go get it from a doctor, of course, it'll eat holes in their brains. That's okay. Maybe it'd cause them to commit suicide or kill others. But if they're caught using the exact same molecule under a street name, you're going to serve 2 years in prison and come out with gang tattoos on you, maybe with HIV or hepatitis, and now you'll be in with a group of people that rob stores and counterfeit money, and you would have gone to prison, gone to college. Oh, and then you rob people's houses, the dumb public calls for more cops, and then the very drug-dealing cartels own the major companies supplying the police and running the surveillance systems. I'm not kidding. This is how it works, okay? This is how it works. And so I, two or three times a year, go staggering, literally, with incredible sinus headache, into the Walgreens and shuffle up to the counter. And we'll have to fill out the form. And it just trains us to do this. And then they're openly saying, buy too much coffee, buy too much beer, buy too much Blue Bell ice cream, buy too much red meat. The bureaucrats at the Department of Labor and the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, all public, just go to their websites. When you swipe the national ID card with your nice state certified on it, when you swipe it with part of your new graduated sales tax, to be fair, the poor won't have to pay. Oh, we show you're eating too much. We show you, oh, that goes on your insurance now. Oh, you're going to get social worker visits. Oh, you don't believe me? It's already begun. They're already buying credit card data and showing you're buying too much beer. And then you get your license revoked. Oh, don't believe me? That was Associated Press last year. Oh, yes. Are you getting an idea of the type of world this is? I mean, I just read where you pay off a $650 credit card bill and Homeland Security flags you and starts watching you. You've got a name like Johnson or a name like Booth. And again, I'm not saying, some people misunderstanding go, what, you don't care about Arabs or Hispanics or, no. Imagine how bad it is for them. Because even when somebody's got a Hispanic surname, a Spanish surname, these dummies at airport security wearing giant turbans usually don't even know. It's just ridiculous. But the point is, even if Muslims are supposedly terrorists, which they aren't, it's totally staged, it just shows how they're constantly harassing blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 75-year-old women. I mean, I've been at the airports, folks. I've seen old people who are 90 years old in a semi-catatonic state stumbling, fighting as hard as they can, going to see family or going to some war memorial. I mean, I talk to them. And there'll be foreigners gibbering and jabbering in commando outfits. One of them was called Wolverine Security in San Francisco. Jabbing and griping at some old person who's got bloodshot eyes, can barely stand up on the walker. They're just craning their neck up in pure pain. Well, some piece of trash gets in their face. It makes me very angry. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you, scum government. Just some person near death, battling to go visit family, battling to keep living, battling to live in America, home of the land of the free, home of the brave, now home of the trash leagues, prodded and controlled by foreigners. Our entire cabinet of the Bush administration are all basically foreign registered agents of Israel and England and every other foreign country. We're totally sold out with mindless, stupid, drooling police that don't even know what America is out there enforcing all of this. All right, I'm sorry. I'm enraged. So I have to control myself not to scream, that's why. I just think about that old woman, that old man, the oxygen tank's craning up. Just craning while a piece of trash yells at him.
know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, George Washington. Woe to those who decree unjust statutes and to those who continually record unjust decisions to deprive the needy of justice and to rob the poor of my people of their rights, Isaiah. Taking the plunge, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing. That was Edmund Burke. Second Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, reading so many of these quotes, I'm here looking at the Citizen Rule Book. the best I've found out there. There's a lot of different citizen rule books and little pamphlets, but this is the best. And I said 90 pages. It's actually 62 pages long, and it's such an important little booklet, and we are carrying it now. And if I was growling and sounding hateful earlier, I am hateful. I hate scum, I hate tyrants, I hate bullies, and I was trying not to scream. I was trying to control myself because the things I've seen are just so sick. And to be a free human being and to know that we're all going into serious bondage, I mean hardcore bondage, and to know how much our forefathers struggled for us to have a little bit of freedom, and to see high-tech shackles that have been forged being placed on us, and to watch the giggling, gibbering public, it just smiling about it, it's upsetting. It's very upsetting. Let's go to your calls. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to ask you this question before I go on to the next thing. Who's the founder and the seller of Domino's Pizza who is a good ally?
He's got an Italian last name. I forget. He sent me news articles with him in it. I've seen him on TV. I know folks in Michigan that know him.
Joe or John?
Yeah, and I can't. He's a listener. I can't quite. He and his brother founded it, and just you caught me off guard. It might pop in my head later.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I wanted to tell you was I looked up this gentleman Clay Lowry, this very devious character over at the Treasury Department, who's head of the. Not formally head of the CFIS committee, but I think he's head of the push to decide secretly the ports deal. And you're not going to believe what job he had before that. He was the director of international debt policy at the Treasury Department.
Sir, the Treasury Secretary is the head of the federal body that signed off on the deal when he did a $1.15 billion deal with the UAE company Dubai Ports World. And then the number two individual at Dubai Ports World will run all U.S. port security as the head of the Maritime Administration. Then Bush Senior and Junior and multi-billion-dollar deals in the Carlyle Group with the company that's involved with the Carlyle Group. And then the heads of the UAE, the Sheikh himself. And then we have Jeb and Marvin and Neil. They're all in business. It's all a conflict of interest. It's all illegal.
Yeah, and the process is
but don't worry. When you go get some cold medicine, we're going to write your name down and scan your driver's license.
The process is as big a story as anything because this will happen. Other things will happen with the same kind of process. We've had a lateral movement of these people from think tanks. Right,
the entire infrastructure is being sold out right now.
Right, but there's also people from the think tanks are moving laterally without having to go before Congress or anybody else. They're moving right into power positions.
Yeah, the executive has declared the power to make law and enforce law by fiat, and it is now creating massive, 30-something new agencies. And you're right, they're putting their people in command everywhere.
Yeah. And the people who are above them in the bureaucracy are not in a position to block what they're doing because this people like the CFIS committee staff have incredible power that other people are not even aware of.
Well, yeah, it's simple. Let's say old bureaucracies won't follow unconstitutional orders. They just cut their funding, build a new agency, and put it over them.
Now, the other thing I wanted to, this is kind of shifting gears, but I think this kind of ties into what you were saying, and you might want to do like an analysis of this, is that the political independents and the people who are patriots who are wealthy, I think they're not really being called on to divide up, what they can do best with their money and with their time. Like, for example, Kathleen Keating, I think that's that woman in West Virginia that had that horrible battle with the bureaucracy, and she lives in West Virginia now, and she spent about $6 million. Jimmy Walter, the guy, that's
right,
another guy.
I see where you're going. I'm going to move on to other callers. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I'm going to be honest with the last caller. You know, he brought up an important point. Fred and Philly. And we're going to go to others that are patiently holding. Let me just be honest with you. You know, I don't get up here and ask for money. Because I believe listeners, if they want to support what we're doing, should donate by, say, calling up and buying 100 Road to Tyrannies or 100 Martial Laws. Because then, you'll get them at an incredible discount, by the way, wholesale. Then you'll know some good's being done with it. You'll know you'll have something you can give to people, and it puts you into the frame of mind on not counting on somebody else to do it. But not that I'm saying it's bad to donate to people, but it puts you in the mindset of you're the one actually out planting the apple seeds, planting the mustard seeds. And then you know that it's now been put in your hands. You know that you're supporting somebody who's doing a good job fighting the New World Order. But also, you know, you're getting a material that's very effective where you're sure it's getting out. So you get the best of both worlds. I grew up in a nice middle-class neighborhood. You know, my dad was a dentist in Dallas. And then I finished high school up down here the last 2 years in Austin, Texas. And, you know, we grew up in a nice little neighborhood. I mean, our house was small compared to most, a little four-bedroom house, but it was in, you know, the gated community with the golf course, and there were some 10-bedroom houses plus in the neighborhood, you know, really nice houses. And in our neighborhood, there were a gaggle of preachers. of the, the famous Dallas-type preachers. I'm not going to say any names. But I said names, people especially from Texas, and people that watch TBN would know who I was talking about. And of course, they all had houses on the beach and in Florida and in Colorado and in downtown Dallas. I mean, you know, the 5 and 10 bedroom houses with swimming pools and two giant decks and stuff they had, that was just, you know, in our neighborhood, was just one of their houses. And I mean, by the time I was 14, their kids were bad influences on drugs and rock and roll bands, bringing in the girls. I mean, by the time I moved out of there when I was about 16, I mean, they were wild in the streets. And I'd watch the preacher pull up in his brand new Jaguar, and he'd have two Cadillacs in the garage, and he'd stumble out drunk, fall on the pavement, singing Tequila. I'd be out on the balcony of my parents' house, you know, sitting there. It was out by Lake Ray Hubbard out on the lake, and just stumbling around drunk, going da 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 da. And this is a famous preacher, da 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 Tequila. And I remember even going to church with him sometimes when I was even smaller, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, and I'd up there begging, I know if you're a widow and you don't think you have any money, still just give it, give that last bag of beans. It's like the widow and the cooking oil. So I saw that, and so I know a lot of the Patriot Freedom Talk shows ask for money, and I'm not saying it's bad that they do, but you know, that's a dead-end road for me. And I just don't do it. But then I hear other people who are doing it on other networks, other places, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And I think, man, my gosh, if I'm being associated with this, I might as well ask for money. But let me tell you how you donate to us. You want a local business. Help yourself. Call up one of those local AM or FM affiliates, say WBCR outside Knoxville, Tennessee, or KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri, or WBTJ in Florida, or just wherever you are. You need to call up those sponsors and tell them, I'm going to buy carpet from you. I'm going to get my car fixed by you. I'm going to go to your restaurant. I'm going to go to your bookstore because you are sponsored the Alex Jones Show. Or better yet, you own a business. We got listeners on those local stations. Go spend money with that local station. Okay? Go donate with them. If you're listening to us in, you know, up in Maryland off an affiliate, or upstate New York, those three stations, or some of the Chicago stations, or the Illinois stations, or stations all over the place. We're getting a lot of new stations. Stations in Utah, Wyoming, Corpus Christi, Texas. Wherever you're listening. There's so many now. Because, frankly, I don't want your money. I don't care about money. I don't need money. I don't like money. I don't like status. I like kicking the teeth into the New World Order. And, you know, I say that on a certain level, I don't like or want your money. What I want is to fight the New World Order. And so we sell these citizen Robux, and we get them for, 50 cents a piece, and we sell them for a dollar a piece. By the time we ship them and pack them in packages that don't make it, 1 out of 20 or so, we'll end up breaking even on this. I don't care. You know, I have Made in America t-shirts. Cost me $6.50 a piece for an extra large, you know, $5.50 for a small. I could get them for $2 from Mexico. Don't do it. Sell them for $9.95 right now on the website. Don't make money off that. That's why we've cut prices back to the point where I take 90-plus percent of the money that comes in here, and I just hire people and buy better computers and better cameras and better software and better uploads and better material for you and try to give my people raises. And so if you want to support us, why don't you go to InfoWars.com and why don't you order 100 of these Citizen Robux, dollar a piece. $100. And in these citizens, and I'm going to shut up a minute and go to your calls. I didn't mean to get into this, but the caller brought it up. Handbook for jurors, table of contents, jury duty, you are above the law, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, give up your rights, jury tampering, Section 2, give me liberty, Patrick Henry Shocked, jury appears, Freedom for William Penn, Jefferson's Warning, Section 3, Original Documents, Index of the Documents, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It goes on and on. And this baby is 62 pages long, totally jam-packed. You can read this in an hour, average reader. I want you to read it. I want you to read it, say, every Saturday morning when you're up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. before the kids get up, or whatever. I want you to read this. You say you know it. Well, I don't know it enough. I just reread this a week ago. You need to memorize this, and you need to then look at the world around you. So let me tell you how you support me, by defeating the New World Order so I can live in peace, so I can have a free country to live in, so my children can be free. Folks, we're all in this together. We're all brothers and sisters, no matter what color we are, in this fight for liberty against dehumanization. And so that's how you support us. But frankly, if you just have got to write a check to somebody, I mean, if you've got to, frankly, there's been a few months before where we are losing money and we're not enough's not coming in the past, and magically we're blessed, a large check comes in, and many times I've sent the checks back. I call up some sweet little old lady and I go, let me guess, your grandkids don't visit you, your family didn't visit you, and you got $1 million and blah, 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 and I'm just like, you know what? And I bet you're giving a lot of money to the Republican Party, aren't you? It's the same story always. These poor, sweet things get sucked dry. And I just send their money back. And I've called it before, and people are broke. You know, I mean, they're old, basically eating dog food, and they send me money. I send it back. I do not want money from people. Number one, did you know that a lot of the money I do keep for myself, I end up giving away. I can't control myself to widows and orphans and Meals on Wheels and family that needs it. You know, that's your real tithe. The Levitical priesthood's gone, folks. You should give to good churches, but it's not your job to give to them specifically. Your number one job is to give to the hungry and the needy. Really, I should be out. Really, I should. You know, I want to start a ministry where we go out and have soup kitchens and feed people. I think the Salvation Army is good. You know what is the equivalent of just piles of diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold in my hands? What's the equivalent of huge mansions? You know, swimming pools, movie stars, limousines. None of that means anything to me. Giving to people, I love it. I can't stand it. I just can't control myself. That's what I'm into. That's what I like doing. And so you know, the caller raises that point about giving. Yes, give to our ministry. Call up and get a whole bunch of martial law. You know, I should call for distributors. We don't get out as many of these as we should. They have a huge effect because you, the listeners, get films like Martial Law, such an important film, and you make copies of it. Well, if you want to support us, so when I look at the payroll and I'm going, boy, it's a little close this month. You know, I shouldn't have given that $5,000 to the local charity. If you want to make sure we don't have those shortfalls and can hire more people and do more things, because I'm sorry, I can't control myself. I do give to widows and orphans. Because that's really your real tithe, folks. Go read Leviticus. I don't know if you've seen it lately, but you really should instead of what the preacher tells you. You know, buy a bunch of the DVDs and sell them in your bookstore. Sell them at your church. Give them to people. Whatever. That's what needs to happen. And we need to get the word out to folks. All right. I belabored that. If you want the Citizen's Rule Book, it's available via Infowars.com. And it is the Bill of Rights Jury Handbook. The fireworks are in the document itself. Read the Constitution. And it's such an important little document, and it's so jam-packed. So go to Infowars.com to get it. I think they've got it up on the toll-free line by now. If not, they'll figure it out. It's 1-888-253-3139. Okay, see, I want to take all your calls. I want to cover all the news. But a caller like that brings up such an important point. That it needs to be covered, it needs to be dealt with, it needs to be followed. And so I put it out there. I did see a report about the founder of Domino's Pizza. I rarely watch TV, but I was in a restaurant while it was on a few months ago. And he is a listener. He sent me a lot of stuff over the years and made some purchases, quite a few videos and stuff. But I never called him up and said, hey, you're a millionaire, give me some money. Because that's just, you know, it's whatever people feel led to be, you know, to do. I did see how he'd given almost all his fortune away to charity, to helping the needy and the homeless, and that's what you're supposed to do, folks. So frankly, I don't need his money. And that's the weird thing about this. Just dropped my jury handbook on the ground. Is that I have the pretty high moral standards. I'm not perfect. But I'm really in this for the right reasons. I mean, I feel good. And then I get accused of the most lowly things you can imagine. And it's just whole cloth manufactured. None of it's true. And then I'll even on my own network, if I don't like a particular sponsor, I'm like, you know, I just can't control myself. Hey, you know, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that something's 100% cure for this. I don't believe that you can get out of debt 100% pure on that. I don't even care what the letter of the law says. I turn all that down, but still, I have to, at certain levels, realize that I can't control what all the other shows do. I can't control what other people do. Nothing's perfect. The world, I'm in the world. I'm just not of it. And believe me, I've been a very worldly person. I still have to control myself not to be. I mean, let me tell you right now, folks. I'm not I've been around the block once or twice. But I know where life is, where decency is, where goodness is, and it's where the Spirit of the Lord is. And at the same time, I can't control everyone. I can't make everyone do what I want them to do. I don't even begin to try it. I just have my work one foot in front of the other. And that's why I've been critical of not just stuff that goes on in my own house, but other stuff, other places that gets associated with me by other networks and people. And then they wonder why I have trouble controlling myself. Again, we're trying to all be friends and get along. It's just that it's just that you have to know. And I think that's why, despite all the problems with my show and all the things I do and the obnoxiousness that I engage in, that people do tune into this broadcast more than any other alternative media broadcast out there. We dwarf any other similar broadcast because people deep down, I mean, you know the truth already. You know the New World Order is real. You know they carried out 9/11. You know I'm for real. And you know what's true. And just follow your guts, follow your instincts, follow the Spirit, have discernment. I mean, if you've got discernment, you know the truth. All right, now I've really gone off the deep end into a bunch of subjects, but the caller brought it up, and it's important. I know we've got, who's up next here? Cloy. I had that here on my screen and wasn't sure I was reading it correctly. Cloy and KC, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Cloy and KC, Alex.
See, I can't ever get it right.
Yeah, well, I met you up here in Kansas City.
You're like Cloy like the fish.
No, that's K-O-Y. This is like the Martins and the Coys.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the McCoys. I got you.
But anyway, there's a show coming on TV today that caused me concern. I wanted to, I think you'll want to see it, but I'll tell you what caused me this concern. I do a lot of recording of DVDs off the WorldLink TV and Freedom of Speech and Discovery channels and Learning channels and History channels. Well, I know all the categories, like Ancient Mysteries and History, Traveler, whatever. All of a sudden, this show comes up that I've never seen before, so I do a search on it for the next 8 days. This was like, 8 days ago, and it doesn't come up again. So every day I check it, and I even checked it today. It's not going to begin. It was a one-shot deal coming on the same show on twice today, once at 11 this morning.
What is it?
I'll tell you in just a second here. And once at 5 this afternoon. And this when this links to this Emirate deal, and these here 21 ports. And I'm going to pull this up on the screen right now. I'm going to read you what it says. It says, this is History Now on History Channel 120 at 5 p.m. is going to be the next time it's on. It says, Al-Qaeda's Navy Education, 2005. Terrorist group Al-Qaeda owns 15 to 20 large merchant freighters. And so I was watching this here first. This is an hour show. I was watching this while I was listening to your first hour. And I tell you, all these so-called...
I actually heard another talk show host talking about that a week ago. I forget who it was. It'll pop in my head in a second.
Well, I did call that Stat Miller and tell him about it.
Oh, that's right. That's what I heard. I think I heard you. But every freighter's registered. Everything's checked. They know what's coming in. They just don't search it. It's staged.
Oh, yeah, this is all government. This is all government propaganda right here. They're staging this here to something to do with these here ports. And like, where if they had these freighters hidden all this time in those caves up in Afghanistan or somewhere? No, something fishy about this here. And they're starting to lay the ground.
Well, now they have 12. They did have 10 different, because I've researched this. They have 12 different TV shows on different cable channels, PBS, Discovery, A&E, History, about how the towers were flimsily built and why they fell down from fire. And then in all those shows, they ignore the 47 big columns and all the facts and lie. I mean, you're right, sir. Television is just unbelievable propaganda.
It doesn't take you too much trouble to figure out all this government propaganda on the History Channel.
You know what they're going to do off of it.
Yeah,
listen,
this is what this is right here. 21 ports, 20 large freighters. Something fishy about this whole deal. And the thing is, this is a one-shot deal. It was on one time in the last 2 weeks. Or actually, the last 18...
Well, what it is they've staged their propaganda beforehand, and they might have been planning to pull something, and then it didn't happen, and they were going to claim, oh, see, the Arabs were going to get our ports, And maybe hang them out to dry so this propaganda is already phased in beforehand. Because, of course, it's 21 ports concerning UAE.
Yes. Anyway, I just thought you might want to watch it. If I'm stuck there, I watch all these people they have on there that are the experts. They all look like feds to me. Look like butch haircuts and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they'll keep us safe. We'll just let them run our lives. Yep. And you know, they're the government. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Interesting points. We'll come back and talk to Jerry in Canada, Chris in St. Louis, Brad in L.A., and others. And I will get into the new Iran developments. Dick Cheney is saying Iran faces meaningful consequences, and many others, Bolton saying the same thing. And I want to get into Russia saying they're not going to go along with the deal with Iran, but they said that on Iraq. It's staged. And then we'll also get into this teacher being now suspended. Their free speech, what a good lesson to teach the children. Third hour coming up, but we got a little 5-minute segment on the other side of this break, so we'll take a few calls then. I got to move through your calls quicker, though. I mean, all the callers bring up great points, but I got to get on it and get it all covered. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to phone in a quick comment and then a question. First of all, I just wanted to say I saw your video of 9/11 and the rise of the police state about a couple months ago, and it's just blown my mind, opened my eyes, seeing a lot that's going on now, especially with the corporate-controlled media. Obviously, this is not just a local problem in the U.S. This is a global problem. I wanted to get your input on what you think the globalist plan is for Canada and the difference between, you know, I see America is conditioned as a almost a warrior state, as a Spartan state to go around the world, you know, and crush. But I find that Canada and Canadians are a lot more passive to these things. And when I bring up these topics to Canadians, they're like, oh, no, that's an American problem. But I see the inevitable fall of the U.S. is just like is something that's going to definitely impact this country as well. So I wanted to know also any alternative media resources you've seen in Canada or that you find reliable in Canada.
First off, it's harder to get my videos into Canada than it is into communist China. It's easier to get them into South Korea or Japan, no problem to speak of. Canada is an incredible police state, no free speech to speak of. The public thinks they're incredibly free. They just have a fake liberal brand of the New World Order, just like conservatives here think everything's okay because it's a, quote, conservative brand of the New World Order. And it's just a holding of the British Commonwealth and is going under all the exact same garbage. The population is so set against war, they can't whip you into doing it. Plus, you're, what, 20 million people, so they don't care. It's 20 million, right?
30 million. They're just over 30 million, they say. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going off 10, 15-year-old numbers. I see somewhere it says 22 million. So you're 30 million now. You must have been a lot of immigration, I guess.
Huge immigration population in Canada. They say the immigration population in Toronto is over the 50% mark. And the second language in Canada is no longer English. It's no longer French. It's actually Chinese.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that, like, some cities were half. Wow, because, I mean, I remember. See, I'll give out numbers, and they're old. I remember. I see in a census, it was probably 5-6 years ago, and it said 22 million. Wow, 30 million?
Over 30 million, over 30 million, definitely over 30. So they tell us, you know, I haven't done a census myself, but that's the numbers that have definitely been told to me.
Wow, well, that's big, but bigger than California. Okay, I guess California's, what, 26, 27 million. All right, sir, well, I really don't know what I can say. I mean, I know that that it's a big-time police state, and they arrest people for what they're saying, their free speech, and a lot of big problems. Canadians, I found, are just great people, really nice, sweet folks, but really in la-la land, awake to the imperialism of the U.S., but don't realize they're just another brand of the same thing.
Yeah, totally passive. I mean, you tell people, even though you're talking about health industry and how the hidden alternative medicines, look at natural hygiene. 150 years ago, they were curing all these diseases. Look at some of these doctors like Herbert Shelton or even more moderate Harvey Diamond. He's got 5 books out, and every one of them will tell you how to cure any of these diseases. And they're not even allowed to tell you that the cure for those diseases. But if you look at the evidence, if you look at the medical, if you look at any kind of tests they've done, you know, Patty's tests on cats through generations with raw versus processed food or just cooking the food alone, how that can impact our genetics and how that makes us completely, you know, it's making us lazy. Just those foods, an alternative, and then they give us diseases. And then, of course, they feed us their solutions, right?
Boy, you said it, brother. I appreciate your call. I mean, they know what aspartame does. They know what MSG does. They know what stannous fluoride does. They know exactly what it did before they put it in. I mean, I remember not believing 10 years ago hearing that concentration camp guards in Nazi Germany used sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride as a sedative on the camp victims, the workers. And then I've now read that in mainstream history books, written right after the war. I mean, German history books. Heaven help us. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.